Palm Sunday. On Sunday, we remember our Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The event was a direct fulfillment of prophecies, one of them being, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Zechariah 9:9. The fulfilling of prophecies should be understood as very important. If someone predicts something, a true prophet predicts things that come true, not the opposite. Our God spoke on the mouths of the prophets, telling what was to come, so that when it would happen, it would be compelling for us to believe. But the prophecies before their fulfillment were veiled to all people. They were understood outside the light of Christ. The veil was still before their eyes. This is also why we read the prophecies always with the veil of the altar closed and with the lights extinguished. But our Lord entering in his reign of humility was figuratively and literally paradoxical. The one who sits on the cherubim humbled himself to ride on a donkey. To the people, they thought that he was supposed to be the descendant of David taking the throne, ridding Israel of the Roman occupiers and reinitiating the rule of their monarchy. That is why they cried out, calling him the Son of David, a title which our Lord never gave to himself. They were looking for a political power, but the Lord exhibited the power of truth. Truth needs not boast itself. Maybe meditate today on this. Do I proclaim God King and honor him as King, as Lord, as great, when I have a particular kind of expectation only? Or, like those who cried out today, do I sing Hosanna on Sunday and shout Crucify him on Friday, when he doesn't live up to our expectations or when he's viewed weak by the masses? Do I recognize the power of humility, or do I seek to be exalted in the language of others? The Lord never sought praise, nor was he affected by it. He came singularly for one thing, to save us, which is the very meaning of Hosanna, which is also the very meaning of the name Jesus. Lord, save. Christ our Savior came and suffered, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has had mercy on us according to his great mercy.